Welcome to For the Love of Books, a podcast by North Lanarkshire Libraries.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the North Lanarkshire Libraries podcast For the Love of Books. My name is Chris Wilson, the e-services librarian, and the podcast that I've got for you today is another re-interview with Hilary Petrie, who is one of our digital learning officers, and she is going to talk to us about the immersive room that is at Motherwell Library. It's part of the new digital hub there and is a very exciting addition to the library service, and it's a great experience for everyone who's had a chance to see it so far, and hopefully many more in the future as well. So listen up and find out a little bit more about the immersive room and see if it's something that could be of interest to you to come visit at some point in the future as well. So here's Hilary's details all about it. Hi Hilary, thanks for joining me again on the podcast. It's always a pleasure to have you come chat to us. And in the few of the podcasts in the past, we've talked a little bit about some of the exciting stuff that's coming to Motherwell Library with the digital hub and stuff like that that's getting created there. But now you've finally had some hands-on experience with some parts of it, with the immersive room and things like that, haven't you?
Yeah, well, that's great to be back. It seems like ages since I've had a chat to you in this sphere. We have been making really great progress with the Digital Hub, and you'll have seen that we've officially launched it. And the really cool part, definitely for us at the moment, is this immersive room. Hands-on experience is definitely the way to explain that one just now.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about how the immersive room is what the immersive room is to start off with, so people can get a rough idea of what it actually is?
Yeah, so if the best way to explain it is it's kind of a room within a room, and it's a bit like having a virtual reality headset on, but being able to share it with everybody together so that you're all experiencing the same thing at the same time. It's set up so that there are 9 projectors in the room, 8 on the walls, 1 on the floor, projecting to the floor, I should say. And we can put content around that space, some of it just to watch, some of it to engage with. We're just having a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, I've not had a chance to come across to see it myself yet, and I'm really looking forward to it because I think it looks fantastic. We have had some groups in recently who have had a chance to experience it, and who have we had in so far, and what's been the kind of reactions from it so far?
We've had a mix. We've had some school groups in, we've had some colleagues in, we've had some members of the public, we've had people from other parts of council in to have a wee look at it. And basically at the moment, anybody who visits Motherwell Library is usually angling to get a wee shot in the room. It's been great. And I think the one thing I can say is that everybody has been wowed by it. We can find different ways of applying it for different people. Everybody's just walked away with this, my goodness, what a cool piece of kit this is, kind of sensation to it. But also what's really encouraging as well is that every time we've used it, people have either learned something new or seen how we can then bring it into play in their area of expertise, and how we're going to be able to use it to enhance other people's experiences.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I think it's also important, though, although we've had a lot of school groups in so far, I think it's important to stress a little bit as well. It isn't just aimed at schools, is it?
No, we've been asked, so we've had Glen Cairn, Newhouse and Cathedral Primaries in with us, and you know, everybody who's been from that has had such a fabulous experience. But it is very important that we're being asked to look at how we use this, not just with the schools, because it's really easy to sort of say this is just kind of school content, but there's so much more we can do with it. So we're looking at how we use it with members of the public and other council organisations and third sector organisations. So whether you are a guide company, a church group, a support group for dementia care. We've had a team in this week from Hope for Autism. We had a couple of their senior staff in having a look at it with me. And I'm about to go later today in with some of our heritage team from museums. They're coming in to have a look at what they can do with it. So we're looking at lots of different experiences that we'll be able to kind of create and use it. So it's not just for children. Definitely not.
And you can really kind of sort of use your inner child a little bit to really enjoy the experience to the full, I think, whenever you're there.
Absolutely. That's why our team do so well in it.
So what are some of the experiences that that we've used so far in the room? Because obviously the projector can kind of put out lots of different things. So what sort of things have some of the groups been kind of getting to see and do while they've been there?
Yeah, so I've started kind of always having a kind of mindfulness colouring exercise on the wall, because I think this one kind of lets people very quickly see what happens. So when they come into the room, there is just a lovely cool pattern on the wall, and it's like a colouring page. And it's a very quick way to introduce people to the fact that they can take their hands to the wall and colour it in.
Yeah.
But it's actually really relaxing. I was late to the game of adult colouring in.
Yeah.
But I have recently learned just how therapeutic it is and how relaxing it actually is to sit down just for 5 minutes. And so it's actually quite good to do that. We can put up scenarios. So we can drop you into the beach and you can have the sounds of the beach and the water and everything else there as well. So that kind of lovely relaxation element of it. So we've done a wee bit of that with people. Another big favourite is to drop into one where we've used some online 360 content, including the chance to go diving with sharks.
Wow.
So it's a team from National Geographic who took some recording equipment down in the Caribbean, and they found that the electromagnetic pulses from their equipment actually attracted the tiger sharks in. So you get some very, very close-ups of these. But you're spotting the divers around you. And so that one, again, regardless of age, of people in the room, is definitely encouraging people. And we've chucked a few people on roller coasters as well. Mm-hmm. 360 sort of degree run of that. We have decided that particularly with the kids, you can sit on the floor, pretend that you're in the cart and go from side to side with your hands in the air and scream as you go through it. And then one that we've had quite a bit of success with as well is another one that we can pull bits and pieces off together. We've pulled something together for Motherwell that's got some old maps on the wall, and we've created little touch points on that, so you can engage with some old YouTube clips in particular of people's memories of Motherwell, and take a look back at old cine reels that people have digitised and put up. But we've also linked into the Pathé newsreel for the 1952 Cup winning side from Motherwell, so you get a chance to go back to Hampden with 120,000 or however many were on the terraces that day, and that old sort of style of football commentary and enjoy the win from that. Even the 1991 but we've put some in from that cup winning team as well, and it feels quite dated at times as well too, but again it's provoking a lot of great conversation about how things have changed, even with the young ones. It's great.
That's fantastic. And I think that's one of the greatest things about it is we do have that kind of option to kind of create sort of bespoke content with it, don't we?
Yeah. So we have access to a lot of pre-created content. So, for example, with a couple of school visits recently, we dropped into ancient Egypt. We've been exploring the temples of pharaohs, the pyramids, solving hieroglyphic clues and things like that. But we can create our own content. And so we've been doing a little bit of that just as we've been learning. And it's really, really good. But again, something like what some of the conversations I've had with some partners is even about being able to take people back on journeys to places they've visited in the past or maybe wanted to visit. So you know, if you've got like a kind of bucket list but you haven't been able to travel, can we drop you in to some of these places and let you have a wee look around? Or even for others, being able to plan a journey and rehearse it. So you know, we've got footage of being on a bus, for example, And you know, we can then link that through a little tap on the screen to getting off, to then walking down the road, to going into the store, to you know, shopping around Morrison and other supermarket chains are available, but that's the one that's there quickly. And you know, again, there's one, there's lots of bits and pieces that looks like we're going to pull together a trip to the cinema for people. So again, you know, there's lots of conversations we're having with partners elsewhere in council about and third sector groups about how we might use this with them. So for example, Hope for Autism, giving people the chance just to practice a journey beforehand and take that kind of fear away from it.
Yeah, and that is something that for people with autism will be such a great tool to have, because that kind of being able to kind of see journeys before takes such a kind of a worry away from people with those conditions and stuff. Yeah. That's fantastic. And you touched on that a little bit earlier on, but one of the things I didn't realise was the fact that the walls were actually interactive. I kind of assumed it was kind of just like a almost like a 360 video room rather than actually being able to kind of interact with the wall itself. I didn't realise that until I saw some of the footage that some of the schools had posted about their videos online. And that's such a fantastic thing, and it must open up so many possibilities for doing things. I would imagine the kids would have had a whale of a time doing what they were doing with the colours and stuff on the walls and stuff like that. So
it's something like that. You know, the colours on the walls. Basically, what it's doing is breaking lights. There's sensors putting light beams down the wall, and as you touch the wall, it breaks that and interacts and does what it's kind of coded to do. So we can use it to change colours. We can use it to open up windows with more information and put in quiz answers and sort of things like that. So as I say, we've been away exploring ancient Egypt with some groups, some D-Day landings. Set up as well, so we've stormed the Normandy beaches in the room using touch points, so very slowly stormed the Normandy beaches. But even in the content that we can create, we can put these little hotspots on that people then can touch and interact with. And the one that goes down the best with all of the groups that we do, there are some games. So we have an alien attack game where you are in the control center and you are splatting the UFOs as they appear on the walls. So the current high score for that one is 222 in the sort of 90 seconds or so that you get for that. Might even be 60.
Who got that high score? That was
one of the primary seven classes in Cathedral Primary. So they are the reigning champions at the moment, but I'm sure that will not last for too long. There's just that kind of mileage. You can sit back and passively take part in 360 videos, but you can also be very interactive on the walls, whether that's colouring things, changing things, moving things about, answering questions and just having great fun with it like that too.
Sounds fantastic. It really does sound like an amazing addition to the library as well, and hopefully in the future lots and lots of groups and members of the public and things will get to experience it and find out why we are so excited about it as well, because it's something that's very exciting for us to have.
It's really a different way of doing non-fiction learning.
It's a fantastic resource, I think, and hopefully the public will get to kind of experience it themselves in the not too distant future. I had wanted to focus mostly our chat a little bit on the immersive room itself, because that kind of probably is the bit that's we've got up and running sort of most, I would say, in the digital hub at this point. But there are a couple other parts to it as well. So do you want to give us a quick overview of what else is there and what else is hopefully coming on board in the kind of not too distant future?
Yeah. So we have taken another room and we've added two small sort of side rooms to it, but bookable meeting spaces, and those are being really quite heavily used and booked out already. And the rest of that room is there as a kind of training meeting space. So we'll be able to start some of our little courses again, but we also are finding that it's being used for lots of meetings and trainings Our partners Route to Work, for example, were in to do a 3-day training course last week, and they used that half of the room. So it's available for that kind of thing, and it can be booked for use that way. The other main section of what we've been developing is the Letitia McHale Makerspace, which you'll have maybe heard of some stuff about, seen some of the publicity. That's taken us a wee bit longer to get everything as kind of far ahead as we are with the immersive space. So that's a kind of more watch this space, but that again will be for initially small group use and then individual use as well. But we've put in 3D printers and sublimation printing, which means we can take an image, create the images online, and then we can press them onto mugs and to fabrics. We've got sewing machines, digital embroidery machines, and a whole lot of other bits and pieces that the team here are frantically getting to grips with. We've had a lot of learning in the last few months, and a lot more ahead of us as well. So yeah, that's going to be a kind of watch this space as we bring it up slowly so that we learn how things work. And you know, with the immersive room we've learned even sort of simple things as always making sure that, you know, it's an adult that opens the door because the lights might have gone out the other side of it. It's these little things that until you actually do them and run with them. So we're bringing it up with the other areas up just with small groups and testing areas out. But as I say, the flexible space and the two small meeting rooms are now available for booking as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So if anyone's interested in finding out a bit more about the digital hub or how to kind of get use of it or anything like that, what's the best kind of thing for anyone to do to find out more?
At the present moment, until we get proper booking things up onto the website, easy probably to come in through our social media channels to you pick up and forward on to me. Come in through Motherwell Library and the mailbox link on the website there as well, or through the Login to Learn website link as well. So basically have a look at the website, use any of the channels to contact us, and we'll pick it up and come back to you from there.
Yeah, there's various email addresses and whatnot on various pages on our website's pages, so if you find one of them, it will find its way through to Hillary, and she'll be able to kind of get you booked in and sorted if you do fancy kind of coming along to the digital hub. And
just a quick plug on that, we do have three immersive experiences running during the Easter break. I'm aimed mainly at children, but they're allowed to bring their adults as well. So, you know, find your child if you want to come along. And just watch out for things like that. We will be sort of running little sessions like that to give people a chance to come and see what's going on.
Yeah, I think probably by the time this goes live on the podcast, all the information for that should hopefully be on the website or coming very, very soon. So do have a week and a look on our library website for Let's Go Libraries, and you'll find out all about it on there as well. So thank you, Hilary. Thank you for coming to tell us a little bit more about the immersive room. And it sounds very, very exciting, and I can't wait to get across to kind of experience it for myself as well, so that I can also get all excited and tell everybody about how amazing it is in person too.
No, well, thanks for having me on.
So there you go, guys. I think we'll all agree that the immersive room sounds absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to get along myself to find out a little bit more about it in person too. And it looks like such a great experience. If you want to kind of get a little bit of a view of it, if you check out our X, or formerly Twitter, account, you'll see some of the schools that we've shared the posts who have came along and visited already as well. You get a little bit of a glimpse of it there, and we will be posting more about it as we go forward as well, once we've got some footage of it in action and stuff like that as well. So it's something to keep an eye out on. As we mentioned there a little bit briefly at the end of the interview as well, Let's Go Libraries is coming soon, which is our kind of set of Easter activities that we can kind of, that we've got coming. So there's lots of stuff happening in the libraries, including a couple of immersive room experiences that you can get involved in. We've got all the kind of usual sort of Easter activity type stuff happening throughout all the libraries as well during Easter as well. So do watch out for that on the website as well, and find out if there's anything you want to bring your little ones along to during the Easter break as well. So that's all for now, guys. I hope you've enjoyed listening and found out a little bit more about the immersive room, and we'll be back again soon with another podcast in the very near future. Bye for now, guys.